now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Pastor Roland. I am a pastor. And my name is Pastor Roland, and this is Talk to a Pastor. There are various ways in which you can talk to this pastor here, Pastor Roland. You can, this program here is recorded, so you can't call me now, but what you can do is you can email me. You can email me or you can write to me. Or if you have a question that you would like to have some consultation about, you can go to my website and it'll show you how to contact me for chat. Yes, for live chat, or for telephone, or for email. Now, this is a very, very good service that I'm offering, and I'll tell you why. First of all, I have noted that hardly anybody is there to be a spiritual caregiver to people on the internet. Now, I know there are some big websites, and there are some big churches and small churches, all kinds of churches, all kinds of religious organizations and help organizations, and a lot of organizations have websites. When you go there, there are things you can read, and sometimes things you can listen to or things you can watch. But what I offer is you can actually talk to me. You can actually talk to a pastor. Now, I am a pastor. And incidentally, and I'm not bragging, I'm just being honest with you, I have a master's degree, an earned master's degree, a PhD in pastoral psychology. I'm a board-certified professional counselor, and I've been on the air helping people for 21 years. I have 21 years of experience at this. And I'm an ordained minister. So I definitely qualify as a senior pastor. So if you have a question about life, a question about, about relationships, about marriage, about dating, about courtship, about husband and wife, about reconciliation, about avoiding divorce, a question about drugs, taking drugs, getting off drugs, a question about fears and doubts and controlling anger and dealing with stress and refinding joy in life. All these kinds of issues and questions about life. Not to mention religious questions like about God or about Christ, who He is. See, about the Bible. Think of all these wonderful questions you've always wanted to ask a pastor. See, now you go to some websites, you can type out, you can enter information in a form, and you'll get something back, and somebody may call you, but who knows who they are? Who knows who this faceless person is at the other end? Some kind of a telephone person? Well, if you have a question, a sincere question that you'd like, or an issue that you'd like pastoral counseling with, yes, pastoral counseling. You can contact me and live chat. You can live chat with me. You present your issue, get feedback. See? Feedback, clarification. You can bounce some things off of me. You can ask me questions. See? I can help you sort through some things. Via chat or via telephone or by email. See? So that's what I offer. A real, live person that you can actually talk to. It's a very, very wonderful service. That's what Talk to a Pastor is all about. Let's call this program Talk to a Pastor. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you more about how you can get in touch with me after this little break. So please enjoy the music and the break, and then I will be right back.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland, and this is Talk to a Pastor. Now, What are some of the things that you can talk to me about? Well, for example, I'll give you a classic example of why I'm such a special person. I'm not bragging. Have you heard the old expression, and this does not apply to me, and that's what makes me special. The old expression, it says, so heavenly minded that he's no earthly good. Have you heard that expression? Or have you heard people go off to college and they take all kinds of courses and get degrees and titles, and then they're all knowledge but no common sense? See? Well, neither of those things apply to me. I have common sense. And the feedback, the advice that I have, the counseling that I have is down to earth, common sense, see, because I understand human nature. And I understand, quite frankly, I understand what religion is all about. And so because of that, I can talk to you at a down to earth level. And how about all the degrees? How about the ordained minister and the master's degree and the PhD and the board certified professional counselor and all that stuff? Well, it's all nice. It's all helpful. It gives me a platform. It gives me credibility. It helps so that you'll listen. At least you'll give me an ear. See what I mean? But ultimately, and this is a very important point, ultimately, whether you accept something or not, should depend upon whether you see that it's true or not. See, the good Lord wanted us to see for ourselves what is right and what is true. He doesn't want you to mindlessly accept things. He wants you to see for yourself. Okay? That's very important. That's why he made it. Look at how curious children are, and look at how many questions they ask. They love to learn. They love to ask questions. See? Why? See? And their natural impulse, too, is, let me do it, Mommy. Let me do it. See, that's natural. That's why parents, when kids say, let me do it, as long as it's not something dangerous. If it's perfectly safe, then very often the parent should let the child do it. See? That way he can learn. And because that's a natural impulse anyway. The natural impulse is people want to do it themselves. They want to figure things out for themselves. They want to have understanding. They want to know why. Not just because I said so, but they want to know why. See? But everywhere you go in the world, people try to force you to accept something because they say so. See? And often they'll use a book. Yeah, they'll use a book to dominate you, to intimidate you. See? Like, remember back in the days of Mao's revolution, they had the Red Guard, they had Mao's little red book, and they would force people to memorize it and study it. They would use that as a way of brainwashing people. So it doesn't matter what book you use, whether it's a religious book, it's a misuse of a book to force people to study and to memorize and to believe something is true just because it says so. See? So what I can see is that people ought to be able to see for themselves, and that's why when people have a question for me, I explain it. I talk to people in such a way that hopefully it will awaken them so they can see the answer for themselves. Because when you see it for yourself, then you have understanding, and it's yours. See? Accept it just because I say so, or because somebody else says so, then you're still not sure. Okay, now there's a lot more I could say about this, but I'll just leave it at that. So, the whole good thing, the main thing in life is you want to start to wake up. Most of us have fallen asleep. See, what happened is that people have pressured us, and they have overwhelmed us and confused us. You know, it's like when you go to school, and then they give you a textbook, and there's too much. There's just way too much. So you try to read it, and you read some. You put some yellow underline this and underline that. Before long, you start to get sleepy. You just can't read it all. It's way too much. It puts you to sleep. And eventually, you just try to get through the class, get a grade, and move on to the next. So you don't really develop understanding. So people overwhelm you with too much or with too soon. You know, they try to force something on the kids too soon. It's too soon. Kids aren't ready for it, so they feel overwhelmed. See, so they kind of blank out. They just can't deal with it. Or they make it deadly boring. See, they make school so boring that you just can't bear it. So slow. They go on and on and on for weeks and weeks and weeks over something that could have been taught in 5 minutes. See? And that causes people to, their eyes to glaze over, and they kind of go to sleep too. See? Or they use confusion. They say one thing and then another thing, and one person says this and another says that. It's all very confusing, and that confusion can cause people to go. In fact, those are methods of hypnosis. That's how you can hypnotize people. In fact, that's why we are hypnotized. Everybody walking around that you see walking around, including you, are at some level of a trance. They don't even realize it. But if you hear somebody with common sense, if you hear somebody that's coming from a good place, somebody that's enlightened, somebody that's awake, you know, like the Buddha, they ask Buddha, who are you? And he says, I'm somebody who woke up. See? So he wanted to wake other people up. But what happened? Well, then people got his teachings, and then they turned it into a ritual, and they turned it into something to study, and then they ruined it. See? But if I could speak in such a way that you begin to wake up and you see truth for yourself, okay? That's the way God wants it. He wants you to see for yourself. See? That's what he wants. That's why he gave you the capacity to see. And what do we call that? We call it intuition. We also call it conscience. See, when you stray from intuition, when you don't live properly, when you're living a little bit improperly in some way, then you don't feel right. You feel a little bit guilty. Well, that's your conscience. That's your intuition. What you want to do is come back to intuition. So you can live by intuition. So if somebody says something, you can see for yourself whether it's true or not. Not just because they say so. If what they say is true, then you should see it for yourself. That's all. And if what they say is not true and you don't see it, then you just don't accept it. That's all. Very simple. Life is very, 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 very simple. Once you wake up from your trance, I'll be right back. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, Box 2, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 82, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland. I am a pastor. Yes, I am a pastor. And I'm a very nice pastor. Now, some of you, you don't have a pastor. You don't go to church. You've never been to church, you don't want to go to church, or you've gone to church and had some bad experiences. Or you're in a religion, but then you know, they acted holier than thou, and you made some mistakes, then you felt unworthy, see? Or everybody else said they were saved, and you didn't feel saved, so you felt you were no good, see? So, in so many ways, people have been turned off to real Christianity. So, what I say is, if you've had some bad experiences, well, maybe you just haven't met real Christians. See, who is a real Christian? Who is a real Christian? That's the question that I have for you. And you might not know who the real Christian is. See, just because a person says the right things, sings the right songs, and acts in a certain way, see, it could all be a charade. It could all be an act. They might be very good at studying. They might be very good at memorizing. And fooling you, but they may not deep down in their heart. Didn't Christ say, you know, didn't he say that there will come a time when people will come to him and say, look, didn't I do this in your name and that in your name and this in your name? And he says, I don't know, I never knew you. I don't know who you are. See, now, isn't that an odd thing for him to say? But what he was saying is there are some people that put on a mighty good act. They even fool themselves. See, they say all the right things. They're very self-righteous. They don't make any mistakes. They're very perfect. And to all the world, they're wonderful. And you look like you're terrible. See, if you're the kind of person who doesn't like hypocrisy and who likes truth, see, then what happens is you become very resentful because everywhere you go, you're lorded over by people who you can see that they're wrong. You can see that they don't really know what they're talking about. You can see that they're phony. You can see that they're shallow. See? You can see all of that. And so you resent them. But when you resent them, see, then you feel guilty because resentment is wrong. Well, that's your mistake. Your mistake. You doubted yourself. See? They made you doubt yourself. They were so clever, so confusing and so clever that they made you think that they were right and you were wrong. So you doubted yourself, then you hated them. You became confused and then you hated them. And then when you hated them, it made you feel guilty, especially if you hated your mom or your dad. See, teachers and all the people that seemed so wonderful, you hated them. So what happened then? You were guilty. So what did you do to try to soothe the pain of your guilty conscience? Well, you took marijuana, you drank, you smoked. See? Well, then you became even more guilty because that was an effort to run from truth. See, you're running from intuition, you're running from conscience, you're running from the inner light of truth. See, where is truth? See, truth is not this fact or that fact, or this doctrine or that doctrine, or this in this book or that book. Where is truth? The truth is the light, the inner light in which you can see for yourself. See, if somebody says 1 plus 1 equals 2, well, you can memorize 1 plus 1 equals 2. Even a parrot can say 1 plus 1 equals 2. But you can also see that 1 plus 1 equals 2. And how is it that you can see that it equals 2? It's because you have intuition, which is FUD. Okay? All right. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland. I'm a pastor. If you want to get in touch with me, you can go to mypastorchat.com. That's www.mypastorchat.com. Okay, mypastorchat.com. When you go there, why, you can read some articles that I've written. There's a free book, some free audio, and you can get in touch with me. So what is your problem then? See, and your problem is not particular this and that. See, there's a lot of symptoms. You're addicted to drugs. You've got all these issues. Your relationships have failed. You're depressed. You're unhappy. You're nervous. You're anxious. You're going from high to low. Your finances are in trouble. You've got work problems and all these things. Okay, these are all symptoms. What is the cause? The basic cause is that you have become separated from, well, from your ground of being. You are separated from this inner light. You are separated from intuition, from conscience. See, when you were a little kid, you sat there and you looked at, you saw the world, you saw people were crazy. See? And you looked at them. And you just saw that they were a little bit cuckoo. But they saw you looking at them, and they didn't like that, so they slapped you around and put you down. Their goal was to make you upset, to confuse you, see, and to make you doubt yourself, see, and to make you resentful. See, if they can make you doubt, and they can make you resentful, then they win, see? So all the bad people, the phony people, the hypocritical people, the confusing people, the shallow people, they all win. Why do they win? Because you've lost your touch with your ground of being. You lost touch with your center of dignity. See, from the source, from the power by which you could resist all the craziness of the world. See, it penetrated you. If you had always stayed close to your intuition, if you had just looked at them and saw that they were cuckoo, you saw they were a little bit nuts, and you just saw it, you didn't hate them, you didn't resent them, and when they pressured you, you just did the best you could and went through the motions if you had to, but you just waited to develop in your own time and place. See, if you had just not resented them, not hated them, not tried to prove something to them, but just quietly watched their craziness from the distance. You know, like Alfred E. Newman would just kind of sit there with a smirk on his face and watch people. He didn't let people bother him, not in the slightest. See? But the trouble is, you doubted yourself. You hated, resented your mom, resented your dad. You began to feel guilty. And so what happened then? Well, then you either smoked and drank, or then you clung together to all the other kids that were guilty for hating their parents, and you, in the little groups and little gangs and little cliques. And, you know, you smoked your little marijuana and drank alcohol and acted silly, and you turned off your lights. See, and then you walked around in darkness for many years, made a lot of mistakes. Now you see your life is a mess and you want to clean it up. See, well, now you're looking at all the symptoms. What you need is a very simple thing. You need to learn how to become still. You need to learn how to be able to go in your room and close the door and sit in a chair and become still and refind that inner light, which is intuition. Like I said, when you were a little kid, you had it, but you didn't know you had it. But when you doubted yourself and when you became resentful, then you fell away from it. You need to refind it. See, you need to refind your intuition, begin to trust it. Believe into that inner light. See? Believe into your intuition, your common sense, that gut level knowing, that wordless knowing. Believe into that wordless knowing where you just kind of see and just kind of know. I'll be right back.
This is Roland. It's obvious to searching and sensitive people that what we have here is the real deal. We help people find their intuition and become friends with conscience. Helping people awaken to the reality of inner truth and restoring them to the God of conscience is my gift to you. But I must take a moment to ask for help in return. We're in desperate need of someone to sponsor our airtime. It's a miracle that I'm still here after 18 years. But in order to continue, we need help in a big way. We're in special need of someone who can give a large gift of $1,000 or more. If you have been blessed in your life, and especially if you are blessed to be able to hear and respond to truth, then helping us to stay on the air would be a noble way of expressing your gratitude. If you've ever thought of helping us, now is the time to do so. Your gift will make a difference. You will actually be helping others by sponsoring this program and keeping it on the air so that it will be there for people. If you would like to help, make your check payable to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. To give a gift by credit card, log on to commonsensecounseling.org and click on the donate button. Gifts are not tax deductible, but your reward will be in heaven, as the old saying goes. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Well, what you need? So you need to learn how to become still, so you need a meditation, a very simple Christian meditation. That's what you need. Even if you're not a Christian, it'll work for you. If you're sincere, you really want to come back to truth. You need that meditation. And which I have for free. I have it for free. You can find it for free at my main site. But the easiest way to get to me right now, to find me right now, is to go to www.mypastorchat.com. That's www.mypastorchat.com. Well, ladies and gentlemen, until next time, Lord willing and the creek don't rust, we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.